Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's kick the night off with an artist coming back home to Wisconsin. She'll be here tomorrow night in studio with me. It's Genevieve Hayward. It's her new one called Don't Forget. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Catching my breath every chance I get. Air feels nice, fall comes quick. Curious waves whisper what's next. Time spent alone can heal and break. Take me to the river where we'd wait for silent talks to fill up our days. Don't forget all we said. You've got me down. I don't know how. I spent so long wondering why you kept me around just to waste my home. Cutthroat songs and a hardened tongue. Built the safe to lock in the love. Nothing left to keep or prove. You never noticed me till I spoke true. That's the last time I saw you.
Kept on praying that
Kicking off your Saturday night with a double dip of Genevieve Hayward. The song is called Lame. Don't forget in front of that here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Genevieve, of course, originally from Sturgeon Bay. She's going to join us in studio tomorrow night in the 7 o'clock hour. Looking forward to meeting her. Plus, rocker Dano. Dano will be here, actually. He's swinging by as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is going to be so fun. I haven't seen him in so long.
Yep. And also, 7 o'clock tomorrow, Ellie's going to join us on the phone and have a little chat about the cancellations. And I have brand new music to debut from the cancellations tomorrow on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, wow.
There you go. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to your Saturday. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr is off tonight. We wish her the best. Original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, we got a great show ahead of us here tonight. What's coming up?
Jimmy, we're going to be talking to Dana Pelabon for Dana for Dane. She's running for Dane County Executive, and we're going to hear about this crazy party that's going on and what's happening.
Wait. Aren't we supposed to be unplugged from politics on Saturday night?
Well, we will be unplugged from politics. Perfect. We're going to be talking about the burlesque. We're going to be talking about the music. We're going to be talking about what's going on. But, you know, we may find out, like, I'm curious to know, what does the Dane County Executive actually do? I mean, you know, are they off all day on Friday? We're not even sure. We're going to find out. Marsden, he's going to be in. He's got new songs to premiere. Yeah. Plus, he's going to bring in his guitar, and we're going to hear one song. Bodachita, they're going to be playing the Max Inc. radio stage on State Street, and we're going to be talking to Ryan from Bodachita and hear what's going on with them.
And that's for Make Music Madison happening next Friday.
That is. We will be talking all about that. Yep, June 21st, the Max Inc. radio stage here at the top of State Street. And then live in the lair tonight, Graham Marlowe. He's going to be in with, he's bringing his whole spaceship of keyboards. We're going to hear some really interesting, I have a feeling, and some improvised music tonight, which will be really interesting.
Tonight will be my first night meeting him, so I'm looking forward to that and hearing the music. Terry Barr's going to have Bar Notes. Rob Roberts has After Hours at 10 o'clock tonight. We want you to be part of the show, too. You can call or text us, 844-967-2789. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. Rocker, I regretfully missed the Max Inc. show last night at the brand new Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison with Eddie 8 Dynamite, Marsden, and the Mighty Iron Plow. I heard it was a good show. You were telling me earlier it was awesome. You also told me a funny story that you ran into Riley
Henninger.
Tell that story because that's great, man.
Well, I just ran into Riley. He's the drummer for Droids Attack. And of course, he's just a fabulous drummer and a teacher. And he you know, gave me the fist sign and said, solid. You know, he loved it. So I was like, wow.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
That was good. That was a good feeling. Great show. It was a great crowd. You know, the lights there are really cool. The sound was really good. The sound on stage as a musician was really good.
That's important.
And right after the bands were all done, the karaoke fired up in the front. And I couldn't believe it. All the people that were in the audience were all of a sudden, they were the performers. And they were singing karaoke in the front, and what a great bar, great club, great for Madison, a great new venue.
Congratulations to Kevin, yeah. Kevin Wilmot, for getting that place up and running, and everybody that helped him. Wow, it's an amazing story. It's a great place, and I'm excited to go.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, and then outside, outside, like the old Frequency, was, you know, really the networking zone. You know, everybody goes out between the sets, and everybody's talking, and it's you know what? It's a little bit of community building right there in front.
Yeah. It's like that at a lot of venues, but more so in that spot.
Yeah.
At the new Gamma Ray Bar. Go say hi and check them out. I guess a little public service. We could tie this in with, you know, going to shows, going home late, did not drink and drive, rocker.
No.
You know that is a bad idea.
Right.
And we don't normally talk about news so much on this show, but you heard on Friday night, somebody took a dive into Lake Wisconsin at the Merrimack Ferry on the South Landing there.
Wow.
I watched the video of this online today. I was just shocked. The guy, you know, he pulled up to the South Landing.
Yeah.
The car stopped. It looked like he had his four-way flashers on, actually. And then he just slowly drove into the lake. I just can't understand. I mean, we've all had a few where we shouldn't have driven home, you know, naughty, naughty, shouldn't do that. But the drive into a lake rocker?
You know, honestly, Jimmy, this sounds like artificial intelligence's fault. I mean, it's probably Google said, you know, turn right here. No, keep going straight. Get onto the ferry. And you just listened, you know, to the directions mindlessly and drove into the lake, right?
I mean, it's just a, it's, it was just in the middle of the night or early in the morning. And it was just pitch black, not a bright flashing light ferry saying, come on.
Are you sure, Google? Yes.
I just don't understand. Wow. I mean, the person must have been plowed. That's all I got to say.
Iron plowed.
Right. he did get arrested, I guess, for his first offense, OWI. Hopefully he learned something. Don't drive in the lake. It's bad. It's not good.
It's not a great way to wash your car.
No, it's get the car nice and clean on the outside, and the inside's destroyed, you know?
So your car smells like fish.
Middle of nowhere. That's where you're going to end up if you do it. It's Maggie Shays on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
M. Shays on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. You can see M. Shays perform at the Red Rooster with Bing Bong on Friday, June 21st. This is a great little song here. It's called Elephonic. This song is called Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I woke up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her. Emotion could bring out some move of devotion. Unwanted commotion from crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brandished star reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race on time. In the garden of fallen Lolitas, wallflowers and streamers.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters baseball is on the air, home sweet home in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham back with you here on WFHR. Good to hear from all of you once again, Rafter fans, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or on your Civic Media apps. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. It's the Rafters and the Lakeshore Chinooks in Game 18 of this 2024 Northwoods League season. We're officially a quarter of the way through the season after tonight's ballgame. Entering today, Lakeshore at 9-8, 5.5 out of first place in the Great Lakes West Division, sitting in third. The Rafters at 7-10, 7.5 out in fourth place, losing their last four ball games, dropping a home-and-home with Green Bay and getting swept at Warner Park against the Madison Mallards. These two teams have met before this season. That came at Moonlight Graham Field a couple of weekends ago. Sunday-Monday series, it was a 105 matinee at formerly known as Capco Park, Moonlight Graham Field on that Sunday. And then Monday, June 3rd, a day where the Rafters hung out around the Mequon area all day just for the game to be rained out. So we still have to go back to Mequon to play three games in 2 days after the All-Star break. But the one matchup that these two teams did get to see each other on the road coming on June 2nd was a 7-5 win for Wisconsin Rapids. Let's look into that ballgame. The Rafters scored their seven runs in two different innings, three in the top of the first, a strong start for this Raptor offense, and then they added four in the sixth inning. Lakeshore put up one in the bottom of the first, two in the bottom of the fifth, and two in the bottom of the eighth. The line read as follows. Seven runs on eight hits, three errors, seven left on for the Raptors. Five runs on three hits, three errors, eight left on for Lakeshore. Wisconsin Rapids striking early in the first inning. Jake Beauchesne had a first inning double. Alex Brody, an RBI double as well. Tyler McClanahan out of the seventh spot as the DH that afternoon was the star of the show for the Raptor offense. It was a three-hit day for the Alabama State product, having two singles and a double in his final at-bat in the seventh inning. For Lakeshore, they got one hit in the bottom of the first from their leadoff hitter, the center fielder Prince Dubosky, but did not have another hit until the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Raptor bullpen holding Lakeshore silent from innings two through seven. Tristan Krusenberry got the start in that one. Krusenberry threw out of the bullpen last night against Madison. We'll talk about that ballgame in the second part of our pregame show. Krusenberry went three innings, allowed one hit, one run. It was earned. He walked four and struck out one on 61 pitches. From there, the left-hander from Illsdale College, Brandon Scott, took over for two innings, not allowing a hit, did allow two runs. Neither were earned. Walked three and struck out one. Sidney Ferry ended up getting the win for the Raptors out of the bullpen, throwing three innings, allowing two hits, two runs. Neither were earned. Did not walk a Chinook hitter. Struck out one on the 44 pitches he threw. And Max Weitzel came in to slam the door shut, getting his fourth save of the season, striking out the cleanup hitter in the Chinook order in the DH that afternoon. This guy's catching tonight for Lakeshore, Sam Hunt. Cohen Aiken got the ball for Lakeshore in the only matchup between the teams this year, and that name should be familiar, Raptor fans, because Cohen Aiken's going to start in tonight's game as well. Aiken went five innings, allowed five hits, three runs, two were earned, one walk, seven strikeouts on 84 pitches. From there, Evan Shapiro Adam Swatowski, Connor Walters, and Mitch Mueller made up the bullpen, all right-handers for Trevor Cho's group out of the bullpen. Rafters being announced onto the field right now. We'll get to the starting lineups, our pitching matchup. Cohen Aiken is half of it. We'll have a Rafter debut on the mound in Ethan Breslin for the other half of tonight's pitching matchup. And as we mentioned, we're going to talk about the Madison game last night in the nation's capital, in the state's capital, and much more prior to first pitch. National anthem just moments away. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Ah, construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Ah, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west. south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Let's play some ball here from Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. The starting lineups for tonight's ball game with Ethan Breslin making his Raptor debut on the mound against the Lakeshore Chinooks. The 7-10 Raptors, the 9-8 Chinooks right here in Wisconsin Rapids on this Saturday night. For the visiting Chinooks, they're led on the mound by Cohen Aiken, mentioned in the pregame show. He got the start in the only other match between these two teams this year at Moonlight Graham Field. Leading off in the box right now for the Chinooks is their left-handed hitting center fielder, A.J. Garcia. Breslin, the right-hander from East Georgia State, rocks and fires. First pitch hit in the air, foul down the left field line. Vidal Colon, the right-handed hitting catcher, will hit second for Lakeshore. Joey Murat, out in right field, will hit third. Connor Hennings, the designated hitter, will clean things up for Trevor Cho's Canucks here tonight. Breslin's 0-1. That one misses low and outside. Count evens at a ball and a strike. After Hennings, it'll be Mason Schwalbach, the first baseman, hitting sixth, the shortstop, a guy that the Raptors did see a couple weeks ago in Mequon. That's Cole Rossler. Bottom third of the order is as follows. The left-handed hitting second baseman, Ty Wisdom. The switch hitting catcher, Sam Hunt, is in the eighth spot. He cleaned up and was the DH against the Raptors back on June 2nd. Billy Scaldiferri, the right-handed hitting third baseman, will round things out in the nine hole. Count 2-1 here on Garcia. Breslin gets in the signs from Bryson Stripling, the 2-1. Missing out the right-handed batter's box for ball three. For the Raptors, Breslin on the mound leading off at second base in his Winterfield debut from Northwestern. That's Owen McElpatrick. Trotter Boston will hit second and field a new position on the infield. First time playing third base this summer for the Tabor College Blue Jay tonight. The 3-1. Missing low and out, ball four. Five-pitch walk drawn from Garcia in his first plate appearance tonight. Three-hitter for the Raptors out in right field is Jorge Degatti. Max McGuire will clean things up as tonight's DH. Grayson Schaefer will hit fifth and play first. Walker Buchanan in the sixth spot will play left field. Jake Beauchesne begins the bottom third of the order by hitting seventh and playing center. Kyler McIntosh will hit eighth at short, and Bryson Stripling rounds things out as the catcher in the nine hole. Here is Vidal Colon, the right-handed hitting catcher from UIC, playing in his fifth game with the Chinooks this summer. First pitch from Breslin misses low and in for ball one. The freshman from UIC and his first 17 at-bats as a Chinook is 5-for-17. One double, two runs driven in, four punch-outs so far for Colon. Let's talk about Ethan Breslin as he's out of the windup in the 1-0. So Colon right down the chute, taken for strike one. 6'5 redshirt junior from East Georgia State is Breslin, a native of Bradenton, Florida. 16 outings, four starts at the junior college level this past spring, an ERA over 5.6, a whip over 1.7. The 1-1 to Colon, a fastball right down Broadway. It's there for a called strike, too. 6-2 record for Breslin this past spring and 48 innings pitched. He got the win and worked six scoreless frames against Hillsboro back on February 10th. Allowed two hits, walked four, and struck out eight in the victory. Here comes the 1-2 to Colon. Runner takes off, swing and a miss. Stripling's throw down to second. Not in time. That one hits off the foot of Garcia and trickles into shallow center field. So Garcia is on second. It's a strikeout of Colon. Joey Narrett, the left-handed hitting right fielder, will step in. It's his first game in the Northwoods League this summer and for Lakeshore. 22 games played in at Dallas Baptist University for Narrett this past spring, was a 241 hitter. Mentioned defensively for the Raptors, left, center, right. Buchanan, Beauchesne, Degatti in the outfield. First pitch swinging, Narrett shoots this one the other way to left field. There is Walker Buchanan to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Bring up the designated hitter and tonight's beer batter at Winter Field, the right-handed hitting DH, Connor Hennings. on the infield for the Raptors. Talked about this when going through the lineup. The first game at third base this year for Trotter Boston. Kyler McIntosh at short. Owen McElfatrick returns to second. Schaefer at first, Stripling catching. McGuire the DH for Breslin on the hill. It'll bring up Connor Hennings. Seventh game of the season for the University of Iowa product out of Morgan Hill, California. First pitch from Breslin to Hennings, misses low. He's a 130 hitter, struggling so far in Lakeshore. Three hits in his first 23 at-bats. Does have a triple and four runs driven in. An OPS under 500 at 488. Dancing off second is Garcia. The 1-0 pitch misses downstairs. Count now 2-0. Umpires tonight, Keegan Kula behind the plate. We've had him behind the dish before this season at Wisconsin Rapids and at Witter Field. Jacob Gorman down the first baseline. The crew chief, Drew Taylor, got the third baseline. The 2-0. That one bounced in the dirt, kicks away from Stripling. Garcia trying to take third, and he's going to get there without a throw. Garcia 90 feet away, 2 down, 3-0 count on the cleanup hitter. Hennings with this top of the first inning. Back home, looking at the Monday through Friday this week for the Raptors. Two on the road Wednesday night here at home against Green Bay, and then two more on the road Thursday, Friday against Madison. Here comes the 3-0 to Hennings. That one misses low and outside for ball four. Four-pitch walk taken by Hennings. It's the second walk issued by Breslin here in the top of the first. McElfatrick, Boston, Degatti, righty-lefty, righty, due up in the home half of the frame for Wisconsin Rapids. Here's Mason Schwalbeck. Third game for Schwalbeck. Woodstock, Illinois native from Kansas State. One for his first six. Played in both the games against Royal Oak on Thursday and Friday at home this week. His hit coming in the game yesterday in a 10-9 win for the Chinooks. First pitch from Breslin to Schwalbeck is tapped foul behind home plate. First five hitters in the order for Lakeshore are all new names. The Raptors saw a completely different-looking Lakeshore group on June 2nd. Mentioned Prince Dabosky, Dominic Kibler, Josh Outlaw, Andrew Hendrickson, Zach Von Schlegel, Jace Fowler, a handful of names that were in that lineup on that Sunday afternoon that aren't in the lineup today as an 0-1 breaking ball flipped in there by Breslin for a called strike two. The names in the lineup that do stay true from that Sunday afternoon win on the road for the Raptors, the 6-hitter Rossler, the 8-hitter Hunt, and the 9-hitter Scaldiferi. 0-2 the count, runners on the corner as Breslin set the 0-2. One hit foul back to the screen, protecting the home plate glove. Count remains 0-2, Ethan trying to work a scoreless first inning as a Raptor. Thomas Burns, Raptor starters on ball boy duty today after throwing an inning last night in Madison. Wasn't pretty for the Raptors last night, a 15-2 loss, 18 hits for Madison. Each team had an error, Raptors two runs on eight hits. The Mallards left eight on, the Raptors left five. Four home runs clubbed out by Madison in that defeat, three of them in the sixth inning against Raptor left-hander Alex Honeyman. Look for the Raptors, though, a couple of multi-hit games. Walker Buchanan in his Wisconsin Rapids debut. So we have two Raptor home debuts here today with McElfatrick and Buchanan. Buchanan, a pair of base hits last night. Another 0-2 from Breslin. This one hit on the ground, right side. McElfatrick charging in, gloves, and throws to first in time. Breslin works around a couple of walks, leaves two on the base paths for Lakeshore as they send five to the plate at the top of the first inning. McElfatrick, Boston, Degatti. Two up here in just a couple minutes from historic Witter Field. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Owen McElfatrick steps into the batter's box for the first time at historic Winter Field. Rafters hitting for the first time in this one, bottom one against the Lakeshore Chinooks on this Saturday night. Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the broadcast booth here at Winter Field. Raptors looking to snap a four-game losing streak and get a chance to do so here at home. Right-hander Cone Aiken, first pitch of the ball game to McElfatrick, misses up and out for a ball. The Lindsey Wilson college product towed the rubber the last time these two teams faced off, and man, has he been good this year for Lakeshore. He's second in the entire Northwoods League in strikeouts. Three starts in, 22 punchies for the right-hander as McElfatrick fouls this 1-0 pitch away down the right field line. Lakeshore is a team and a pitching staff are first in strikeouts. Last outing for Aiken, five frames of work and a 4-3 loss back on June 8th against Wausau. Allowed six hits, three runs, two of which were earned. Walked two and struck out eight. Those eight strikeouts, a season high and a start for Aiken as the 1-1 pitch misses up and in. Look at his college stats. Aiken, some impressive numbers at the NAIA level this past season. Eight strikeouts in his last start. He had seven against the Rafters. And seven in his other start of the season. The 2-1 to McElfatrick. This is outside for ball three. Looking at Owen in his first nine at-bats as a Raptor. He's 1-for-9 over his last eight. He picked up a knock against Madison in his debut Thursday night in his first at-bat as a Raptor. The 3-1 to McElfatrick hits this one in the air right side of the infield, giving Chase Schwalbeck near the roofing of the accessible deck down the first baseline. Count moves 3-2. Out of McElfatrick's nine at-bats, he struck out three times, two of those coming in last night's game. Scored two runs in his Raptor debut in the 5-4 loss at Madison on Wednesday. Say make that Thursday night. Boston on deck, Degatti to follow. Full count here on McElfatrick. Out of the windup, Aiken shaking off his catcher not once but twice, and the payoff. Foul tip into the glove of Hunt. McElfatrick retired for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Trotter Boston, playing in his 18th game with the Rafters this year, a 231 hitter through 17 contests is Trotter. Once again, defensively for the Chinooks, they are as follows. Cologne Garcia, Narrett, left center, right. Scaldiferi's at third, Rossler at short, Wisdom at second, Schwalbeck at first. Hunt to do the catching for Cohen Aiken tonight. First pitch to the left-handed hitting third baseman, Boston. Takes low for ball one. The Roswell, New Mexico native, 0-for-2 last night, was hit by a pitch in that loss and was lifted in the middle of the ballgame. Did not complete the game last night, did Trotter. Did score a run, though. The 1-0 pitch fouled away right off the netting next to the Raptor dugout down the third baseline. Count evens a ball and a strike on the Tabor College product. Degatti on deck, McGuire to follow. So the first of two with Lakeshore here tonight, and then a Sunday matinee on Father's Day tomorrow, 1:05 first pitch in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1 to Boston, showing bunt, makes contact but pushes it foul down the third baseline, nearly rolling fair. Count now a ball and two strikes. Monday, an off day for the Raptors. There is a Meet the Raptors event, Mid-State Technical Community College, 4:30 to 7 here in Wisconsin Rapids, but the team does not play on Monday. They'll come back home for two more here at Winter Field, Tuesday, Wednesday, taking on an opponent from the Great Lakes East Division, the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, a pair of 6:35 first pitches Tuesday and Wednesday night before a doubleheader Thursday, 12:05, 6:35, just about an hour away from here at Athletic Park against the Wausau Woodchucks. The 1-2 from Aiken to Boston. That one misses inside, nearly hitting Trotter to even the count at 2-2. After that doubleheader on the road at Wausau, the team will return Thursday night and have a Friday-Saturday series against, guess who, the Madison Mallards, yet again. It'll be the eighth time seeing them when that series concludes in just the last few weeks. 2-2 from Aiken. Breaking ball in on the hands, lightly hit on the ground to the right side. Wisdom fields and throws to first in time to retire Boston. It's a 4-3 put out, two up, two down for Cohen Aiken in the home half of the first. And bring up Jorge Degatti. Degatti, 2-for-4 last night. Him and Buchanan with the multi-hit games against Madison. Singled in the first and sixth last night, did Jorge. When we get to the top of the second for Lakeshore, 6-7-8, righty-lefty switch, Rossler, Wisdom, and Sam Hunt. First pitch to Degatti. This is the outside corner for a ball. Looked at these standings, obviously mentioning the Raptors. A huge game for them here tonight at home, trying to right the ship in game 18 of the season. 1-0 pitch, Degatti fouls this one straight back. 93 on that fastball from Aiken. At the collegiate level, the right-hander Aiken, Lindsey Wilson College, a senior from up north, Calgary. As the 1-1 pitch, Degatti throws his hands out it in foul territory. That'll be out of the reach of the first baseman, Schwalbeck. Count moves 1-2. Aiken led Lindsey Wilson College with 64 1/3 innings pitched this past spring. Had an ERA above 5 and a whip above 1.55, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Major swing and miss stuff, and mentioning in the broadcast that he's second in the Northwoods League in strikeouts tells you that for sure. He had a 16 punch-out game against Goshen College in Indiana on February 24th. For that ball game, he threw 7 innings, did not allow any runs on 4 hits. 1-2 to Degatti, swung on and missed. A pair of punch-outs for Aiken here in the first. The Raptors go down in order. We head to top of inning number 2 from historic Witter Field. Nothing to score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Nothing to score as we enter the top of the second inning from historic Witter Field on this Saturday night in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of this ball game against the Lakeshore Chinook. 6-7-8 do it for Lakeshore. In this frame, it's the right-handed hitting shortstop Gabe Rossler against Ethan Breslin. And these two teams last met on June 2nd. Rossler was one of the three Chinooks in the lineup tonight that played in that game, in that 7-5 win for the Raptors. He hit second and was the shortstop, reaching 4 different times and scoring once in that battle at Moonlight Graham Field. The first pitch, Rossler showing bunt on that delivery from the right-hander Breslin. It misses low for ball one. Raptors went down in order in the home half of the first. Strikeouts of Owen McElfatrick and Jorge Degatti, the first and third hitters. Boston, the third baseman, grounding out to second for the second out of the inning. A 1-0 fastball dialed up there by Breslin on the inside corner to even the count at a ball and a strike. Breslin walked two in the top of the first, left them both on the base paths, though. The 1-1 misses low for ball two. Walked the leadoff hitter A.J. Garcia on five pitches. Was able to get the two-hitter Vidal Colon and Joey Merritt, the three-hitter, to strike out, then fly out before walking the DH Connor Hennings on four pitches. A 2-1 to Rossler, right down the chute. Working low and middle, there was Breslin to even the count at 2-2. Ty Wisdom, the left-handed hitting second baseman, is on deck. The switch hitting catcher, Sam Hunt, in the 8 hole will follow. Breslin set, has his signs from Bryson Stripling, the 2-strike delivery. In there for a called third strike. Second punch out for Breslin. It's the first out in the top of the second inning. Bring up Ty Wisdom. Looking at Wisdom so far in the season, a name that the Raptors did not see just a couple of weeks ago. Ty Wisdom playing in his 8th game with the Chinooks this season. First pitch to Wisdom. Misses the outside corner for a ball. Freshman from Kansas City, Missouri and the University of Kansas. 5 hits in his first 21 at-bats. Does have a long ball with 3 RBIs and 3 runs scored. The 1-0 from Breslin swung on and missed. Count evens a ball and a strike. And his 21 at-bats, 33% strikeout rate for the left-handed hitting Wisdom. If you're doing the math at home, you're not a math guy like me, that's 7 strikeouts. 1-1. This one hit in the air foul. That'll find the seats beyond the third base grandstands. Count moves the ball in 2 strikes. Getting on base at a .448 clip so far this year is the Kansas Jayhawks, slugging .381 and OPS of .829. The 1-2 from Breslin to Wisdom. This one shot back up the middle. McIntosh diving. It hits off his glove and rolls into center field for a one-out single. It's the first hit of the ballgame tonight, and it comes with one down in the top of the second. Sam Hunt hitting out of the 8th spot was the cleanup hitter. Back when these two teams met a couple of Sundays ago. Struck out to end the ballgame against Raptor closer Max Whitesell with a couple on in the 9th inning. The redshirt sophomore from the University of Minnesota, 0-3 in the last game he played in a few nights ago against the Kalamazoo Growlers. First pitch from Breslin to Hunt is swung on and missed. 0-3 was hit by a pitch in that 4-0 shutout the Chinooks suffered at home on June 12th. This season, a .167 hitter in his first 13 games is Hunt as the 0-1 pitch tapped on the ground foul down the first base line. 48 at-bats, he has struck out 19 times, driven in 7 runs, 1 double, 8-48. Has spent time with Eau Claire in the 21 and 22 Northwoods League seasons. Breslin's ahead here 0-2, leading off first is Wisdom being held on by Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer due up second in the bottom half of the inning for the Raptors. Runner takes off a delayed steal. So misses low and out. The throw down to second is in time. Tag applied by Kyler McIntosh. Wisdom trying to catch Bryson Stripling sleeping to no avail. 2 down and a 1-2 count with nobody aboard. Let's see what the 1-2 delivery is here from the right-hander, Breslin. The payoff. This one fouled back off the netting in front of the home plate club. Count remains 1-2. Played in a playoff game, did Hunt, back in the 2022 playoffs with Eau Claire. Went 1-for-3 in that ball game. 1-2 yet again from the right-hander, Breslin. Another foul straight back. On deck, it's the right-handed hitting third baseman Billy Scaldiferri before we get back to the top of the card for Lakeshore and the left-handed hitting center fielder A.J. Garcia. McGuire, Schaefer, Buchanan do up for the Raptors in the home half of the inning. The next 1-2 from Breslin, missing low and out to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirk Schreider tonight going with 8 right-handed hitters to 1 left-handed hitter against the right-hander Cohen Aiken. As we see the 2-2, missing the outside corner. Hunt's worked a full count in his first plate appearance here tonight. 3-2 the count, 2 away, nobody aboard. One out single from Ty Wisdom, caught stealing though by Bryson Stripling. Breslin looking to face the minimum in this inning as the 3-2 misses outside in the right-handed batter's box for ball four.